Summer is finally on the way, and that means it's time for longer days and, of course, long reads. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick has a pair of books that are not only great reads, but summer itself plays a major role in the stories. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. In The High Season by Judy Blundell, a quiet town in eastern Long Island is invaded by the glitterati and the twitterati. The question is, will they ruin it entirely? Blundell is an award-winning YA author, and she brings to her first adult book much more than just believable teen characters. As this accomplished, engrossing domestic drama begins, North Fork resident Ruthie is losing it all. An ultra-rich widow is taking over both her house and her ex-husband. She's being ousted from her job as director of a small museum. Her lovely 15-year-old daughter is involved in dangerous relationships she knows nothing about. Blundell has more balls in the air than most writers could smoothly handle. A stolen watch, a forged painting, a character with a deeply buried, sordid past, lots of art world specifics. But the story never feels overstuffed, and she steers confidently toward a satisfying blend of happy and imperfect endings. A dim view of what it means to be a middle-aged woman crops up here and there, creating an interesting, curmudgeonly undercurrent. Luscious but not too sweet, astute but not too serious, The High Season is a treat you don't have to feel guilty about. Want to spend a long, hot summer in Grinnell, Iowa, studying a marriage in freefall? I bet you don't think you do. But a few pages into Summer Long by Dean Bacopoulos, you may change your mind. Summerlong moves among a group of quirky characters with crisscrossing relationships. In the first chapter, we meet Don Lowry, a real estate agent in his late 30s. Out for an evening walk, Don finds a young woman sleeping in a park. She introduces herself as ABC. "I need someone to get high with me," ABC tells Don, and she takes him back to the house where she's staying in exchange for helping the old lady who owns it take care of the place and also score weed. In the second chapter, Don's wife, Claire, who thinks Don is downstairs watching TV, wakes in the middle of that same night, craving a cigarette. She puts on her sneakers and jogs to the convenience store to get a pack. When she realizes she's left home without her wallet, she starts kicking the ice machine, attracting the attention of Charlie Gulliver, a young actor who's just made the drive back home from Seattle. Like Don and ABC, Charlie and Claire will spend some time that night smoking and drinking. Nobody commits adultery. Yet. When Don and Claire get back to their house at dawn, the police are there. They've banged on the door to serve foreclosure papers, and that's woken the kids, who are upset and confused. "Everything's okay. It's all okay," shouts Claire. Five subsequent sections follow the dynamics of these characters as they weave through what is clearly a recent summer. Taylor Swift is playing everywhere. Claire has a panic attack at Trader Joe's. Don takes the kids to a water park with a Groupon. Still, the story has a classic feel. Marriage has been like this at least since Updike. Whether you start your summer in eastern Long Island or Grinnell, Iowa, either one of these books will give you a jump on beach and poolside reading that stretches so enticingly ahead.
The books are The High Season by Judy Blundell and Summer Long by Dean Bacopoulos. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.